Beloved radio friends, I welcome you to listen to today's message. I shall be concluding the message we commenced last week on the power of obedience. The power of obedience. We shall take our text from Genesis chapter 22, verse 15 to verse 18. The book of Genesis chapter 22, verse 15 to verse 18. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants, as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand of which is on the seashore, and your descendants as the stars of the heaven. Your descendants will possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you blessed our father in faith, even Abraham, because he obeyed you. Teach us to learn obedience in order that we might be blessed like him. Also, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. In our last broadcast, we concluded that man is designed for obedience. We did say that the relationship between us, the creatures, and God, the Creator, is predicated on obedience. We did say that unless the creature submits and obeys the Creator, protection and provision for the creature is compromised. We affirmed that obedience is the imperative duty of a disciple. Our text shows us that Abraham became a blessing because he obeyed God. The blessing was not only for him, but became transgenerational. Continuous life in disobedience impairs not only the disobedient, but his offsprings. The generations to come enter into serious limitations due to disobedience of their progenitors. We therefore affirm very strongly that there is only one source of life, and that is God. Man cannot produce life independent of God. The way to thrive is to draw upon God's life. This can only happen as we submit to him and obey him. Man is ontologically dependent on God. He cannot function any other way. Obedience should not be an issue, because that is how it should be. Man is distorted if obedience is compromised. Obedience is not a covenant issue. It is a design issue. Every equipment that runs on electricity depends on the electrical connection. Whether it's a computer set, or air conditioner, or refrigerator, TV sets, and all other equipment, none can work on its own unless connected to electricity. Without the connection, nothing works. Our Lord Jesus, in John chapter 15, verse 4 to verse 6, John chapter 15, verse 4 to verse 6, he mentioned there the issue of abiding in him. I want to read the passage, John chapter 15, verse 4 to verse 6. John chapter 15, verse 4. Let's see what the Bible says. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into fire, and they are burned. Obedience connects us to God. That's the point we have made. The second point shows the power of obedience is that God created man to benefit from his infinite resources of love, wisdom, and power. This can only happen in the context of obedience. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, we can see God exercising exclusive right to command, while Adam has the responsibility to obey. This was the creature relationship. Obedience is inherent in the way man was to operate. The one thing that worked havoc in Adam's life was his disobedience to God's command. Adam was designed to reflect God's glory through obedience to God. He was designed to receive God's provision through submission to him. From the beginning of existence, obedience was required. Noah survived the deluge or flood through obedience. He built the ark according to God's specifications. Obedience to divine instruction separates one from the crowd. When others were living anyhow, Noah took time to obey God's instructions. He delivered his family. Friends, how are you living? Are you living in obedience to God through his son Jesus Christ, or are you conducting your life as if there is no God? As you hear my voice today, God is also presenting another opportunity for you to change and transform your mind towards God in obedience. Notice also that Abraham obeyed God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, the scripture says, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he will receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going." The point to note is that faith is always expressed in obedience to God. James the Apostle says, "Any faith that does not act in obedience to God is a sham or a fake." True faith is characterized by obedience. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 2 to 5, God addressed Isaac, the son of Abraham, and confirmed his promises to Abraham. Isaac obeyed and was blessed in the context of Abraham's obedience. The point to note again is that obedience predates the law. Obedience is not dependent on Mosaic covenant. Obedience was there before the law. In the law, the emphasis on obedience continued. In Deuteronomy chapter 27, a long passage we shall not be reading, but God staged a scene. God had a group on the mountain of Gerizim and another group on Mount Ebal. One group pronounced blessings on the obedient, while the other group pronounced curses on the disobedient. It was a sovereign event. In the history of Israel or the Jews, events swing between the effect of obedience and disobedience. There were plenty of religious activities, but their heart has strayed from the Lord. The incidence of disobedience was so pronounced and prevalent that Prophet Isaiah calls for a choice. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as wool." This invitation is very clear. and cannot be clearer in any other way. The choice is yours. God is saying, you can obey me and I will take care of you. If you refuse and rebel, things will not work out so well for you. God will still be God, but your life will be hell. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13, the Bible says, let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. The Old Testament called for obedience, but did not equip any person to obey. The New Covenant called for obedience and provided the helper, even the Holy Spirit. Through accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you access the helper, even the Holy Spirit. Jesus learned obedience through suffering. He obeyed unto death. You too can do the same. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come unto you at this moment, and we pray that as many as have heard our words, and as many as are ready to submit unto you in obedience, and as many, O God, our Father, that want to assess the gift of God you have given through your Son, do save them and help them, O God, to live in obedience. And several others who since have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, do help them to scale up their obedience, knowing that that is the only way of success. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.